there's a new number two show. The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net.
Hey, weirdos, I'm Ash.
And I'm Elena.
And this is Morbid.
Morbid, which recently switched from Audio Boom to Wondery, has debuted at number two in Podtrac's top 20 US podcasts chart for June. It's its first month with the network. Its old home, Audio Boom, doesn't participate in Podtrac. Podio is a service based in Dubai that appears to download podcast audio and then plays a selection of them from its own servers in a radio-like stream. Shows streamed in this way include NPR's Planet Money, Wall Street Journal's The Journal, and Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. It also appears to stream excerpts of Joe Rogan and is pulling our podcast into its service too, somewhere. Now, we're sure that site owner Uber Media has organised the right licences, but our email inquiry to them bounced. Eddie, the audio editor that works like a word processor, now lets you edit video too. It's also faster and more stable, the company says. What happens if the right person becomes a fan of your podcast? After former world number one tennis player Billie Jean King discovered the Tennis Podcast, she listened back to many of the episodes over the last 10 years, and now Billie Jean King Enterprises has just signed a deal to represent the show. iOS 16, the next version of the iPhone's operating system, will add bigger podcast artwork on the lock screen. Let's Talk About Hard Things, the book from WNYC's Death, Sex and Money host Anna Sale, is available for free this month in the US. Indie podcast Someone Dies in This Elevator, a spoiler-driven anthology series, is crowdfunding for the next season. Your support helps pay for the crew of 65, original scoring, and plenty more. Podbean has announced more virtual events, one today at 6, building your audience from the ground up, and one in a week's time. Branded audio, the best marketing tool you're probably missing. The blog post includes details of two more in August. Echoverse has teamed up with PRX for 5 unscripted podcast pilots. Echoverse had previously focused on scripted science fiction, and CBC has announced a number of new releases, including a true crime show looking at the death of a human rights activist. And in People News, Rachel Poulos has been hired as Director of Audience Growth and Marketing at PRX. She joins from marketing agency Brain Labs. Kevin Turner has started at Linktree as VP of Communications. He was Spotify's Global Head of Creator Communications, and before that, Global Head of Podcast Communications, and had worked for Spotify and Gimlet for 6 years. Daisy Rosario will be the new senior supervising producer at Slate. She's worked for WAMU, 60dB and NPR, and joins from Stitcher, where she was executive producer. And Narissa Ladak has joined Gumball as director of creator partnerships. She joins from Acast, where she was creator network director. And in podcast news, corruption and injustice can be found across the globe. But what happens when journalists put everything on the line to uncover the truth? Who Killed Daphne is new from Wondery, and it examines the events and secrets surrounding the death of reporter Daphne Caruana Galizia, who was killed by a car bomb outside her house. It was released yesterday. We think it's going to be one of the best shows of the summer, we're told, about love and Nore Bang, which drops a trailer today. It's a fun romantic comedy podcast set in contemporary Los Angeles. The immersive sound design and score integrates K-pop, reggae, pop ballads, Latin trap, and, of course, Nore Bang. And if you're wondering, Nore Bang is the Korean version of karaoke. There you go, we've saved you a Google, Grandpa. Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch is launched today, a walk down memory lane with the first ever cast-hosted The Hills Rewatch podcast. What really happened in the hit reality series? Was it all real? It's new from Cast Media today. Threatened launches its third season today, a podcast about answering the call to protect the birds and places we love. Host Ari Daniel invites listeners to see how humans are working to protect the birds of Hawaii and how the lives of these birds are connected with the lives of the Hawaiian people. And with a taste of a poison paradise, I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic? Disgraceland is back for season 10, starting with a two-part opener on Britney Spears and her stalkers, paparazzi, and conservatorship. One of her stalkers had over 40,000 hours of footage of her. He sounds nice. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.